This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Like a movie set in the 70s, it appears graffiti is making a comeback in the Big Apple, at least in certain neighborhoods. Our Glenn Shuck with the story.
And I started out my search here in the Upper West Side, where I had some emails and calls from residents here who said it's really become a problem, and you can certainly see it driving or walking around. I stopped to speak with Joanne here at 95th in Amsterdam. She says the graffiti really just part of issues she's really been concerned about.
Just seeing that nothing's being kept up. Garbage isn't kept up.
Right.
Graffiti, police, traffic violations.
Right.
It's just everything's gone.
In your particular neighborhood, you notice graffiti more? I mean, I see it on that truck even over there.
Yeah, I do notice it.
Yeah, there was actually a parked truck that was parked overnight that somebody spray painted on. Now, this is a council member, Gail Brewer's district. She's taking matters into her own hands. She tells me this summer she'll be painting over dozens of graffiti-covered mailboxes and is looking for volunteers.
We would love to have people help us, yes, of course. I have a lot of fabulous interns, and we're all going to get drop cloths, paintbrushes, and start painting.
Especially in this area of 96th and Broadway, where the street dividers and storefronts are covered in graffiti. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Photos and video going up at 1010winds.com. Big groundbreaking ceremony coming up this afternoon for a new Midtown bus terminal. Governor Hochul, the head of the Port Authority, and other local officials will all be at the site on West 38th Street. The plan is for a redesigned, state-of-the-art Port Authority bus terminal that will also include new ramps leading directly into and out of the Lincoln Tunnel. Officials say it'll be designed for net zero emissions, serving all electric buses. Phase one of construction is scheduled for completion by 2028. More than 20 protesters were arrested during a demonstration outside immigration court in Manhattan last night. Officials say the group was trying to get inside the building just before 8 p.m. and was blocking vans that they believed were carrying migrants who had been detained earlier in the day by ICE at 26 Federal Plaza. All of this comes on the heels of a 20-year-old student at Ellis Prep in the Bronx who was detained after he mistakenly waived his right to legal representation. City Council Speaker Adrian Adams talked to reporters about that.
He has been disruptively separated from his family and trafficked from state to state by the Trump administration. This isn't about public safety at all. It does absolutely nothing to make any of us safer. In fact, it only creates fear in our communities.
Amanda Hambrick Ashcraft is a member of the Community Education Council. She spoke to ABC 7.
We do not agree with this strategy, that we do not agree with fear mongering and division and hate tactics and scarcity mindsets,
right,
is how we're going to get through this, and we will get through it together.
A rally in support of Dylan Contreras is planned for today outside the Tweed Courthouse. Another federal judge throwing doubt on the federal case against Mahmoud Khalil. He is the Columbia grad student who's been detained for 3 months over his pro-Palestinian activism at the school. Yesterday, Judge Michael Farbiraz wrote that the government's primary justification for wanting to deport him because his beliefs may pose a threat to U.S. foreign policy is likely unconstitutional and could, the judge says, open the door to vague and arbitrary enforcement. Khalil's defense team is awaiting a final ruling on pending motions that could order the feds to release him on bail. Cops investigating a double shooting in Far Rockaway. That was just before 12:30 this morning at New Haven Avenue and Beach 19th. A 42-year-old man was killed. A 36-year-old is stable at Jamaica Hospital. Just what happened is not yet clear. Turns out a 6-week-old dog in Queens did not kill an infant girl.
The 1-month-old baby girl that cops initially thought was killed by a puppy inside of a 6th-floor Queens apartment, the city's medical examiner says is not the case. How Kiana Winfield died is still being determined and testing is underway, but the medical examiner does know at this time the cause of death was not due to the puppy biting the baby. Sources say the injuries that the baby did have from the puppy, officials think happened after the infant's death. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Cops say they have caught the second suspect in the beating of an off-duty cop in Parkchester, the Bronx. 23-year-old Wayne Lucas arrested in Virginia. On the same day, the 27-year-old officer was released from the hospital. The first suspect, 23-year-old Tavion Hargrove, also taken into custody in Virginia, both now awaiting extradition back to New York City. Hargrove's father, meantime, is accused of using the officer's stolen credit card at several bodegas in the Bronx. The judge in the Diddy trial quickly rejecting a request for a mistrial Wednesday by the defense. That was after the judge ended up having to tell the jury to ignore a line of testimony about allegedly destroyed fingerprints on the firebombed car belonging to Kid Cudi. Long story short, the trial continued with more members of Combs' inner circle on the stand.
Stylist Deontay Nash described a harrowing scene when he and an assistant to Sean Diddy Combs jumped on Diddy's back to keep him from continuing to hit Cassie Ventura. He says Combs had been in a rage and threw Nash and then the assistant off his back. The assistant, identified only as Mia, is set to testify later this week. Under cross-examination, Nash acknowledged to defense lawyers that Combs organized appearances, recordings, and other opportunities for Ventura. He says he stays in touch with both. He advised Ventura on how to dress for her testimony and congratulated her on the birth of her third child. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Another MTA worker attacked on the job. This was just after midnight at the Bergen Street subway station. Some guy went after him with a metal pipe. Both fell to the ground during that struggle. The perp then took off. The 66-year-old worker was taken to the hospital in stable condition. So far, no arrest. Pretty soon, you won't have to say,
"Can you hear me now?"
when you're on the G train. 5G cell phone service is coming to the subway line between Court Square and Hoyt Skirmerhorn. The MTA says that should be up and running by the early fall. They also say by the end of the year, they're looking to bring internet and phone connectivity to the East River Tunnel that carries the 4 and 5 line between Lower Manhattan and Brooklyn. Former Governor Andrew Cuomo promising this while on the mayoral campaign trail.
We're going to raise the minimum wage to $20.
He was speaking to members of 1199 SEIU.
The pundits are going to say, "Oh, it's going to be too hard to get it passed politically. The politicians are going to be afraid to get it passed." But I'll tell you this, they're wrong.
The current minimum wage in New York City is $16.50 an hour, which is more than double the national average. Meantime, Cuomo's closest polling opponent, Queens Assemblymember Zohran Mamdani, has promised a $30 minimum wage phased in over 4 years. Because we can never get enough of playing this.
Rent, it's too damn high.
There's a move now up in Albany to reshape the rent guidelines board. Assemblymember Linda Rosenthal.
Right now, the mayor appoints every member of the board. And we would change that to the mayor gets to appoint, but the city council must confirm. They must hold hearings.
And she tells 1010 Winds that could make a huge difference.
Under de Blasio, we had years of 0%, 1.5%. Currently, under Adams, the proposals range from 3.75 to 7.75% over 2 years.
She's introducing the bill in the state assembly. Michael Janaris is sponsoring it in the state senate. No word yet how much support it might have. Day two in the latest round of Manhattan Henge, but thanks to the forecast today, we're not going to see it.
Manhattan Henge happens when the sunset aligns with New York City's street grid. The sun appears to set perfectly between buildings in the city's skyline. The first this year was last night, and it happens again tonight. Astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson explained it this way for the Museum of Natural History.
You can ask the question, is there a day of the year where the sun sets exactly along the cross streets of Manhattan? you get this alignment 2 days a year.
The scene typically draws a large crowd of photographers and spectators hoping to snap the perfect shot.
That's Matt Piper. If the sky's clear, which they likely won't, the best viewing time is 8:12 p.m.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.